From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This little number by Jacques Offenbach might well serve as a sort of musical dictionary definition of a catchy tune. It's the popular can-can from his operetta, Orpheus in the Underworld. Actually, Offenbach's can-can tosses out two or three catchy tunes, all within about a minute and a half. Orpheus in the Underworld, with its familiar frothy music, helped to leave Offenbach with a somewhat lightweight reputation. But that's a reputation he really doesn't deserve, because ultimately, Offenbach chose not to limit himself to the operettas that made him famous. That gentle barcarolle is surely the most popular melody from Offenbach's five-act opera, The Tales of Hoffmann, a masterful drama that's really several poignant stories all rolled into one. It's one of the grandest and most expressive of all 19th century French operas, achieving a combination of emotional depth and musical brilliance that only the finest opera composers ever equaled. Offenbach began writing The Tales of Hoffmann late in his life. He apparently hoped it would cement his reputation as a serious composer, not just a tunesmith skilled in the bubbly world of operetta. The opera achieved all of that, and then some. But Offenbach never knew it. He died while the opera was still in rehearsal, leaving the score unfinished. The first performing version was completed by a colleague, and it premiered in February of 1881, 5 months after Offenbach's death. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Offenbach's masterpiece, The Tales of Hoffmann, in a production from the Grand Theater of Geneva in Switzerland. Tenor Marc Lao stars as Hoffmann, with bass baritone Nicolas Cavalier taking the tour de force triple villain roles, and soprano Patricia Pettibon as Olympia. The conductor is Patrick Davin with the Suisse Romande Orchestra.